This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the country. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our wounded warriors that are here in town for the 2019 SoCal Warrior Games. Thank you for being here and participating. And to all our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thanks for keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, all the people working tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. 7 past the hour. Here she is, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Hey, kiddo.
Oh, hi, Captain. Good morning. Good morning to everybody. And I'm going to take a different viewpoint here. Yeah, we just heard about the heathen and all they had to say. Well, I'm going to tell you something. There's another side to this, and I hope I get this all on, because this is how I'm going to finish this particular blessing that I do. All right. Now, first of all, I want to thank all the wounded warriors. I haven't missed a whole lot. I've been, oh, it's hard to watch some of the stuff, though, because I don't know how they do it. But God bless you all. God bless you. I'll have more to say about that Sunday night at the closing. And by the way, again, thanks to Bay News 9. I don't know if anyone's saying others, but no, they're showing.
Now, wait. Hold. There's another way to watch this, and I got to be fair because I'm doing the broadcast.
Right.
The DOD website, DIVID's program, is doing a video and a radio broadcast, and I am actually doing that broadcast over there.
Right.
So there you go. Now carry on.
Yeah. Do you have to have internet, Captain? For
you have to have cable. Cable or satellite. All right, carry on.
No, that's important that you say that, because otherwise I wouldn't have known either, you know, that you... Oh, thank you. Yes, absolutely. And by the way, for those of you not watching it at all or not interested, you're missing a lot. That's all I have to say. And you can still watch it, and I would certainly watch the closing Sunday night, but again, I'll say that later. Okay, we have some, you know... Elijah was a man of great... Some of you are feeling, you know, oh, they're overpowering us. Let me tell you something. Elijah was a man of great, great, great wisdom and love. Let me tell you something. 450 of the best prophets of Baal, who was the dark side, like we will say, came against Elijah. And Elijah said, fight me all day and we'll see who wins. Now, it takes a lot of strength to say that. Nobody would join in and help Elijah. I've given this message twice on the radio show for some of you people, if you've been with me. Elijah won the battle over against 450. And let me tell you, we may be smaller in what you call numbers, but we're powerful and mighty in God's. We're God's army. And let me tell you something. I never thought I'd see the day. Also, there's just so much. I've got so many notes here. Paula White, thanks to her also, because years and years before Trump became president, he was interested in her preaching. She was the one that helped bring him, first of all, back to God, back to, because we know that he already had a... And she does head up. Someone said she doesn't. Yes, she does. I know Paula White. She does head up. Part head of his religious team right now. Also, all those people praying in Washington, D.C., that are on the mall praying all the time, and in David's tent. I'll tell you, there are people praying everywhere. Now, I've got something else to tell you. I never thought I would put this on air. I didn't think I could. I've been telling you about an area that thousands have joined, on thousands of acres. They're not in Branson. They're near there. Now I can legally, they just legally named the city. They named it legally, attorneys. It's Welcome to Morningside, USA. I can now say the name of the place. They have the highest mountain called Prayer Mountain. They built the highest chapel ever. I watched it go up. He said, this is not going to happen. It cannot. Oh, really? It opens July 4th. And everybody from everywhere, not everybody, but thousands and thousands and thousands are planning to attend. It's going to be an all-week deal. I didn't think I'd live to see it. It even warms my heart to know we may not be the greatest number in America, but we're the most powerful. Any time you have God versus the devil, God's going to win. My faith is in God, and we have the right president. I'm not the least worried. We've got to stay on it, though. I know I will never let up in prayer. I'm a prayer intercessor. I will never let up on it. But we have the right president, and he chooses that vice president. And I'm telling you, God is with us. So I want everybody to know, don't worry too much, because I'm not. I am not worried at all. Because I've just seen so many things, and we're bringing it not only from the Old Testament about what one good person can do against. They were mighty. They were the best prophets that Baal could offer against this guy, and they did not win. So take heart, people. Please take heart. You know, I know we have to hear about. I didn't listen to any of the. You know what? I have to end with part of Psalm 33. I always do in a blessing night. I want you to hear this. This is for every one of you. The Lord brings the counsel of the heathen. He's saying it to nothing. He makes their devices to be of no effect. But the counsel of the Lord stands forever. The thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is their Lord. That's us, people, and the people whom he has chosen. Our souls wait for the Lord. He will be our help and shield, and it says, and our hearts shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your mercy, O Lord, be on us according to our hope in you. And our hope is strong. We are mighty. To all the military, to you people, to all you that are great, great patriots. Boy, am I going to get patriotic next week because we got Independence Day coming up. You haven't heard nothing yet. But, you know, take heart. Do not give in to any thoughts of negativity, because that is what they want to do. You know, they want to divide us. They want to conquer. It is not going to happen. It doesn't have to happen. So God bless you all. And just remember, and Sunday night I'll be saying more about the Olympics if you haven't been watching it. Thanks so much, Jeff. And God bless America. And God bless every one of you.
All righty, Ms. Rosemary, prayer intercessor, we appreciate her. I'll be right back with more. Your phone calls, too, are welcome. Here's Kathy with a phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brooks.
Thank you very much, Mr. Larry Elder. Catch him on many of these stations live in the weekday evening, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I believe in, that I take, that I use, that's worked for me because for about 10 years I had to take a combination of Mobic and Flexeril every day for the arthritis I've got, which got very bad, and the pain was sometimes such to where I could hardly stand it, let alone walk or do things that normal people take for granted. And without taking the Mobic and the Flexeril, I just had no mobility. Well, needless to say, I got rid of it because of some side effects I was having. And I decided to take a leave. Now, that was three times a day, six pills a day. Not a great idea because if you you can start internal bleeding and all sorts of stuff. And I kind of gambled with that for a few years until I found out about Relief Factor, which is all natural. And it works. And it's worked for me ever since I started it. Now, you can try the starter pack for $19.95. That's all it costs. You get about 3 weeks. Maybe you can get a month out of it, depending on how it works for you, and see what it does for you. Now, the way to do that is to go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on the Relief Factor logo that's right there, and boom, you're on your way. Or you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com. .com/captain to find out more. They got a little video there. Pete Talbot, the founder of the company, will tell you about what goes on and all about the different programs they've gotten. By the way, they are a proud supporter of veterans everywhere across the country, and there is a large action afoot to get some more things done for the veterans by Relief Factor. I'll be telling you more about that in the days and weeks to come. All right, we have on the telephone line, let's see, Get ready for it, because here comes the Professor Emeritus of the Captain's America Third Watch, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. The crowd is erupting. Uh-huh. There you go, Dan.
Thank you very much.
Wait a minute. They're still... All right. Calm down over here in the corner. All right, there you go. Go for it.
I thought I'd do my Bill Clinton impression here.
Oh, yeah.
I thought tonight really showed the Looney Tune aspect of the
Democrats. Oh, boy.
It was boring, but I thought the one that really really surprised me was Castro when he talked about having abortion money for guys who become women.
That was last night.
Yeah, well, I could...
Not before last, sorry. Yeah, okay.
Well, yeah, that was... No matter what you do to yourself, any kind of surgery, implant, take it off, or what else, your DNA still says you're a man.
That's right.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how else to explain that to people. Mm-hmm. But I watched it tonight. They did kind of gang up on Biden.
Oh, did they?
They didn't, but you know what? I thought it would be worse. And it's still early. I don't know how many people are really paying attention to this.
I don't either. But I'll tell you one. When you got David Axelrod telling you Joe Biden had a bad night, you got a problem.
Yeah. Axelrod's right, but there's still plenty of time. You know, this is reminiscent of 2016. Every week it was a different Republican who was ahead, whether it was Linda Fiorino or whether it was Rubio or whether it was Chris Christie. You know, the consistent guy was always Trump. And I do see kind of Biden being the consistent Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, the world experience, I think there's only one veteran, and that's probably Butthead.
Yeah, you're right.
The rest of them don't really have any real-world experience.
Oh, wait. Tulsi Gabbard is a veteran.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She is.
Uh-huh.
You know, that many people, it used to be every Democrat was and every Republican was a veteran. You ran for president.
Right.
I just don't see these people bringing a lot of real-world experience into politics. I mean, Kamala Harris, she's very attractive. She has a unique-sounding voice. If she had a different ideology, I think she could wipe her party clean.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, they're off on this. You know, it's kind of what Gavin Newsom said on TV a week or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people make fun of California, but they told the rest of the country, you know, California is a coming attraction for the rest of the country.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he's wrong. I don't want to see this, you know, Chicago's going to legalize pot. You know what that's going to do to Indiana?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
By the way, there are more and more reports coming out, okay, about traffic accidents involving people under the influence, serious traffic accidents above all.
Colorado is the poster child for that, because after they legalized it, rear-end collisions went up, traffic accidents went up. I mean, all kinds of
personal injuries went up.
Yes. People can't even walk down the sidewalk without tripping over a crack of their own feet that was sending them to the emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand this country, why it thinks it has to walk around in a haze all the time.
Mind control.
I guess you're right.
Think about it.
I hate to hear it.
Think about it. Mm-hmm.
The studies coming out on it is long-term marijuana use. I mean, especially people that started it in the mid-late 60s who continued on to this day. This is worse than tobacco.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it hardens the arteries. It causes Alzheimer's. It's nothing what they claim. You know, in one sense, they say, oh, it'll relax you or whatever. Yeah, but it hardens your arteries. It does a lot of damage
now,
to the body in the long
term. Now, let's back it up for a second, because those veterans that are taking it for the pain that they're in and whatnot, you know, terminally injured people, to kind of give them some reprieve, it is working for them, but it is totally in a different manner.
Yeah, totally different. You got to look at it different. You want somebody to have some kind of productive life when they're out of pain. Does it extend your life? Or are you going to use this for recreational use? It's like any other drug. Do you want to abuse it? Or do you want to use it? And I think that's what we're looking at this wrong. You don't want normal people to walk around high and in a daze all the time. But if you do have a chronic problem, you have pain, and if it does work, go ahead and use it. But I don't see why everybody should be on it. I hate to see dispensaries all over the country now where you can just, and it's not the same. I mean, they've made these hybrid plants to the point where they are almost lethal, some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's so the tetrahydro chloride in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I find it to be weird. It's beyond my sense of understanding why people want to do this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I see it, I especially see it on a college campus because millennials per se, they just love it. They think it should be legal. They do it all. I mean, some of my friends did it. I never did it. I never did drugs. I really never drank. But, you know, it's just, they did it and they outgrew it.
Well, I learned from Vietnam. We had the hooches where the guys would go in and do the marijuana and whatever else they were doing, okay, and they did it for whatever reason they did it for, and I just didn't get involved in that stuff. I mean, I never did any of that stuff because I watched these guys go out and get killed. I watched them go out and get killed and said, man, I got to be in touch and in control of my senses. Now, did I drink? Sure, because everybody did when they were younger, but then I quit, and that took care of that. But I'm telling you, these guys that were on these drugs and whatnot, they were the first ones to buy it out in the field.
Oh, they came back so screwed up they never got out.
That's it. That's it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I just don't want to see 320 million Americans walking around in a stupor, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never understand that. But tonight, I think you saw the Democrats, you know, again, for what they are. It is reminiscent to 1984 because they are taking any position, they're taking the opposite position of anything Trump stands for. And they did that in 1984. You know, I listened to, Sanders talking about, well, you know, you're going to have insurance with no premiums and no copays. And, you know, that's like, Barack Obama. You know, you're just going to save $2,500 a year. You like your doctor, you get to keep your doctor. You like your plan, you get to keep your plan. It was just a big lie. But even if you could enact that to even go halfway there, yeah, you'd have health care, you'd have free education, and you'd have a lousy job because you pulled out a lot of money out of private investment to the government so they can provide these two services. You know, we would be in a stagnant for as far as the eye could see, historic-wise,
mm-hmm.
because we don't have the money. We would not have the money to get this economy going again because all of it is going to go for health care and higher education. And again...
And everybody's going to pay for it.
Yeah, you know, and I...
It's not going to be free.
You know, I hear about the insurance companies. They come down hard on the insurance companies. Insurance companies do not set the price.
Nope.
They're trying to finance it.
Yep.
You want to go after it, you got to go after the doctors, the
That's
hospitals,
right.
the health care corporations.
Yep.
The insurance companies are the middleman between the patient and the provider and trying to pay for this stuff. And somehow they think that the insurance companies are the reason why costs are so high.
Nope.
Why are costs so high? Because the government is in those insurance. They're injecting money, there's no incentive to save, no incentive to innovate.
Yep.
And I hear the music.
All right. Yeah, thank you, Dan. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Yep, okay, Dan the Man, and we'll be back with our next Military and Veterans News Report. Hang in there. Denise Simon, about 30 minutes away. She's chomping at the bit, waiting to get on. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Breese. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. A high-ranking official in the Iranian government is speaking out regarding a possible war with the U.S. USA Radio Network's Tim Burr has the details.
Iran's foreign minister has dismissed President Trump's claim that a war between Iran and the United States would be short-lived. David Perkins is a retired U.S. Army four-star general.
The economic sanctions are having a very large effect on the Iranians. Unfortunately for the Iranian people, they are in a tight spot. Their economy is not doing well. Their oil exports are down. The price is down.
Fisher-Price has recalled 71,000 inclined sleeper accessories because infants can roll from their backs to their stomachs on the inclined sleep product, risking injury or death. At this point, there have been no reported injuries related to the sleeper accessory with Fisher-Price's ultralight day and night play yards, but more than 30 infant fatalities have been reported on other inclined sleep product. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our first military and veterans news segment here in the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. By the way, Bo was in yesterday. A lot of you asked questions. We appreciate that very much. Hopefully you got your answers. But here is more about the National Aviation Academy, and then I'll have some comments when we come back.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I know a lot of you are out there just kind of spinning your wheels, cruising along. Maybe you're just doing a job because that's the job that you found at the moment, and you really would like to do something else. You don't know what the something else is. And I'm going to give you that opportunity to better your life and better your job and better your career, your future, because I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. Now, they've got two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., which is just outside Boston. They're increasing the size of the campus, and come the fall, they're going to have both daytime and nighttime classes. And in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area, because they do currently have daytime and nighttime classes. Now, in 14 months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential. It is left totally up to you, the individual, as to how much money you make. You'll start at $50,000 or $60,000 a year and go from there as an aviation maintenance tech, a very high in-demand job for the times and the place that we find ourselves in right now. So check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Again, the number 800-659-2080 to find out more about the National Aviation Academy. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Ask to take the tour and find out what they're all about. 800-659-2080, National Aviation Academy. Well, the president says no large Trump movement or troop movements, but any fight with Iran wouldn't last very long. Now, keep in mind, we just had the USS Boxer pull up in theater over there in the Arabian Gulf with another MEU on board it. That makes three in the area. That's about 10,000 Marines in the area. Don't know exactly where they've gone to, nor should we know, but I'm pretty sure that they're either in Saudi Arabia or maybe Kuwait doing what they're doing. And the president said a conflict with Iran wouldn't last very long because of the American military might, but also ruled out sending large numbers of ground troops into the region for a good reason. Iran is not Iraq. Iran is very big and spread out, and you certainly don't want a bunch of our troops on the ground in Iran for any reason whatsoever. By the way, the Senate reached a bipartisan compromise on Wednesday to let Democrats participating in this party's first presidential primary debate in Miami this week to vote on Iran, a Republican concession to clear the way for the massive 2020 National Defense Authorization Act, which got passed by the Senate, was sent over to the House, got passed by the House over the objections of some led by AOC, and now it's headed to the president for his signature. The $4.6 billion border bill included in that as well. Now, North Korea is urging South Korea to stop mediating between the North and the U.S. That's kind of odd, but North Korean, the statement was an apparent continuation of its displeasure with Seoul and Washington over the stalled diplomacy. Well, it's not just about North Korea. You got another portion of Korea to think about here, Kim Jong-un. And there's no signs that North Korea would formally abandon talks anytime soon, as an inter-Korean liaison office in North Korea remains operating, and the North still talks about good relations between its leader Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump. Now, benefits for the Blue Water veterans from the Vietnam era were finalized, finally, after a years-long fight. President Donald Trump signed the legislation late Tuesday night, which grants presumptive status for disability benefits to an estimated 90,000 Navy veterans who served in the seas around Vietnam during the Vietnam War. And that's a good thing. And thank you to President Trump for doing that. Now, at issue right now is whether military authorities will go after Special Warfare Operator First Class Corey Scott for claiming that he plugged the breathing tube of an Islamic State militant outside Mosul so the enemy fighter wouldn't be tortured to death later by Iraqi security forces, even if that was the truth. And the Iraqis did a lot of that. I've been told that in confidence by some people that have been over there. By the way, if you think what we did in that prison was something to waterboard them and all that sort of stuff and sit them in a chair for hours at a time, that's nothing compared to what the Iraqi security people did. They'd start cutting off fingers and toes. That's what they do to get people to talk. By the way, the New York Times is reporting that the two soldiers killed in Afghanistan were killed in a close quarters fight. They were from an Army Special Forces team fighting against the Taliban. And the Times was citing unnamed defense officials reporting the soldiers were killed in a southern Yurgazan province village. Now, the Philippines could become a very prominent repair and maintenance facility in the Navy's pocket again. Now, a bankrupt commercial shipyard in the Philippines is presenting an opportunity for the Navy to reestablish itself as a major port in the Philippines that it vacated nearly 30 years ago when they got rid of Subic Bay. Well, they could be back, and they definitely, with the way the ships are moving around over there, need to have something. So there you go. And experts are now fearing that there will be a snowball effect as Iran abandons the nuclear deal. Now, experts who spoke to the Associated Press described the enrichment and stockpile limits in the deal as sort of a sliding scale. Balancing both elements keeps Iran a year away from having enough material for a nuclear weapon, something that Iran denies it seeks despite Western concerns about its program. By the way, leaders of Japan, France share Middle East concerns. Emmanuel Macron, president of France, said he and Shinzo Abe from Japan agreed on the need to ensure the verifiable, irreversible denuclearization of both Iran and North Korea. Think that's going to happen anytime soon? Probably not, but they're going to give it their best shot. And by the way, Iran will exceed limits on low-enriched uranium set by the 2015 nuclear accord unless Britain, France, and Germany take timely, practical steps to preserve the agreement that is now in critical condition, so says the Iranian ambassador to the UN. Okay? We'll see. By the way, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard will learn nothing from the pieces and parts they recovered from the Navy drone. You see, they didn't get the brain or the hardware. We did. We recovered that. They got some pieces of a tail and some pieces of the aircraft, but nothing that will give them any further information like they did before when they guided one into their country and they actually landed it. And then they were able to duplicate what it looked like and build it into a drone of their own, which is currently flying around the world in various different places, the least of which is any important, as the Houthis might happen to be, because they're up to their eyeballs in all of this. So there you go. But it is what it is, right? We already know that. Okay, going to go to break. When we come back from that break, we're going to be talking about the highways and byways again. Report number two, so don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch as we stroll along the overnight radio airwaves here, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
All right, he's a highway highway junkie, and we're going to get rid of him because he's got to go be in some highway junkie and stuff, right? And this is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J. Stop by and see what they're all about. They're not your daddy's average truck stop anymore. Okie dokie. A variety of weather across the country today, and yeah, we got rain, and yeah, we got storms, and yeah, we got heat, and yeah, we got fire, and yeah, we got bad weather breathing conditions, so let's get going. Severe thunderstorms with large hail and damaging winds are possible from the northern plains into the upper Mississippi Valley and western Great Lakes. Now, if you're traveling west of Chicago today on I-90, I-94, or I-80, or even I-70, you're going to have some areas that you need to be concerned about. We're going to get to that in a minute. Now, heat will build across the Central Plains, the upper Midwest as well. 100 to 105 degree actual temperatures, never mind the heat index. Who cares after that, right? And it'll expand eastward towards the east. Now, gusty winds and low humidity will also allow fire weather threats to persist across the Four Corners part of the country, out in the Southwest and the Great Basin, too. And finally, an upper-level trough will keep the Northwest cool for the next few days. So there you go. Now, we'll start with the weather conditions that could be favorable to the storms. We're talking about Wisconsin. We're talking about near the Madison, Wisconsin area, the northwestern part of Wisconsin. We're talking about most of the central and northern part of Minnesota, to include Minneapolis, St. Paul. All right? And we're talking about going across North Dakota on the North Dakota Montana line. Right now, we do have a series of storms that's been moving from Montana to the east, coming into the western part of North Dakota right now. Meantime, up in northeast and north central Montana, you have got rain and some flood watches and warnings up there as some severe storms came through earlier in the evening. And then down in South Dakota, southern part of South Dakota, certainly I-90 across through there, you are going to have temperatures for about halfway across the state of 100 to 105 heat indexes, don't want to know. In the Bettendorf, the Quad Cities area of Iowa, you've got a high heat advisory as well. In the central part of Nebraska, probably over around Grand Island, you've got a high heat advisory there as well. In Missouri, in the northwestern part of Missouri and the north half of Missouri, which would include I-70, you've got a high heat advisory that goes into Kansas City and goes across probably 100 miles into Kansas right now, so be advised about that. Continuing over into Colorado, you've got a fire threat advisory west of Pueblo going over the mountains down the other side, and eastern Utah, same way there in the Wasatch Front, and in southern Nevada, north of Las Vegas in the mountains, west of Las Vegas in the mountains, you have a fire threat advisory. You also, up in the Flagstaff, Arizona area, have got a fire threat advisory. In the Ruidoso areas down there and White Sands, New Mexico, you've got stagnant air conditions down there. Could create a problem for some folks. You've got some fog tonight along the Gulf from Houston south down towards Brownsville. You've got some flood conditions right now. Let's see. Around St. Louis, Missouri, along the river, and into the northeastern part of Arkansas, along the river. You've got some stagnant air and stale air warnings for the central part of Indiana, from Indianapolis south down through probably Lafayette by the looks of this, and also Cincinnati, and not to forget about from Toledo over east, the same situation there. And oh, by the way, let's not forget about what's going on the East Coast. A lot of foul air there, stale air there. All right, let me drift on over here. Let's see here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, it's Ian in Clearwater.
All right, you got about a minute before Denise calls. Go ahead.
I just wanted to respond kind of what this Dan from Indiana or whatever was saying, that basically he said, well, I'm scared that if they legalize drugs, people are going to be in a stupor and everything. Look, it doesn't matter whether or not they legalize them, because they're already de facto legalized, and he's worrying about something that already happened. Listen, the fact that people believe abortion, killing a baby, is not killing a baby, that a man could be a woman and vice versa, that the borders, there's no... Look, they poisoned us with drugs. This has been going on for 60 years now. It already happened. They already poisoned the body politic. That's what he was kind of articulating. The body politic has been poisoned already. It's not going to happen. It's already happened. It's been going on for about 50 or 55 years now. That's what accounts for the craziness and the insanity that's going on in this country and why we're losing on all fronts, okay? They already poisoned us.
Okay, I got to run, though.
It doesn't matter.
Denise is on the line. Thank you, Ian. Okay, well, that's Ian, and we appreciate his calls. All right, to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, who watched every minute of that debate last night.
I did, and there's an awful lot of truth in what Ian just said.
Yeah, but listen to what David Axelrod had to say about the debate, and in particular, Joe Biden.
I heard it.
Yeah, this is, well, here it is.
Advantage of the platform tonight. I think it was a tougher night for the most seasoned candidates on the platform for
Vice President Biden.
Because they seemed like part of the past rather than the future. At times, the vice president seemed somewhat confused to me in handling some of the questions and following some of the actions. He seemed a bit defensive. And Bernie Sanders, we joked earlier, he might have been a hologram, because a lot of what we heard tonight, we've heard many, many times before. So I think they seemed a little bit mired in the past, and
wow. Wow.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of use for Swalwell.
There's a piece of work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he turned around and he seized on really what Axelrod just said,
mm-hmm,
about passing the torch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you guys have been carrying it for a long time, and we are where we are. So let's, you know, pass it on to this, you know, next generation of politicians here. So what Axelrod said is not all wrong. Biden was clearly not on his game, and I'm not sure that there is a game. I think he is a Democrat of the past, and this party today, the Democrat Party, has moved way past him, and he's trying to scramble to catch up, which is the reason he looked confused. He looked disoriented,
mm-hmm,
especially in the exchange with Kamala Harris.
Yeah. I mean,
that was remarkable.
I've got that audio here, all of that, and I got it broken up in sections. I'll play that eventually in the next portion of the program here. But the thing of it is even Bernie Sanders, when they asked him about, you know, his health care for all, oh, it's going to be free. And then he says, well, everyone will have to pay taxes. Everyone will be charged something in their taxes. Yep, see?
That's an interesting. See, here's mm-hmm, every one of them really were saying things that just weren't true.
That's right.
You know, they were speaking to what won't go check the facts. And so when Bernie Sanders says, you know, the first question was, will you raise taxes on the middle class? Well, he never came out and said yes until he was pressed on it the second time. And
then he said did.
Yes,
mm-hmm,
but you will get your money back, if you will, because you won't have to pay for health care. Well, look, you know, there's a whole bunch of people out there that don't have to pay for health care, so they're not getting any money back.
Hold the fort. Folks, we'll be right back with more. DeSimonFoundersShow.com. Got to take a break. Got to talk about a little news there, top of the hour, and your stations have to pay some bills, too. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
The kid what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.